Hello, everybody. This is Mike Gorshan, and today we have Ricardo Valenzuela. Ricardo does many things for the government and for private industry, and he's also a prolific author.
Right now, I write editorials for over 40 newspapers all over Mexico, Latin America, Argentina, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela, and some other newspapers in Spain, and just a few Spanish newspapers in the United States.
How popular are you?
In some areas, like the north of Mexico, it's a little bit more fashion to my libertarian ideas, so I'm pretty popular in states like my home state, Sonora, Sinaloa, Baja California, Chihuahua, Nuevo León. I'm pretty popular in big cities like Guadalajara, Monterrey, Mexico City. I write a weekly editorial, and usually every week I get something around 100-150 emails from people reading my column.
What about in the United States? Do you get any correspondence from the United States, or where can people find you there?
I don't publish a lot in the United States. Why? I don't know. Maybe newspapers haven't realized the potential, because the potential is already a reality of the Hispanic market. The Hispanic market is already reaching about $1 trillion purchasing power. So I think that a lot of the media in the United States haven't realized this, so I don't get, a lot of invitations.
Well, this is one of the things that, as you know, we're doing this next segment on the Spanish media and how the home of the Spanish media is in Miami and L.A., and here you are, your voice is spreading all over South America and some in Europe, but mostly South America and mostly, of course, Central and Mexico. And yet your voice does not extend to the United States. The United States is kind of controlling the Spanish language media. You know, what gets heard here in the United States?
I think so. Spanish media in the United States is controlled by people who maybe they don't understand what's going on, or maybe they don't want people to get the right information. But I think they're not taking advantage of this big, big opportunity, because the Hispanic market, we're talking about 40 million people in the United States. Like, we're talking about 40 million Latin people in the United States, legal or illegal, and that's a big market.
If they could hear you, be the theme of what they would hear, and do you think that that is what the people who control the media want others to hear?
Freedom, individuality, people responsible for themselves, people not relying on government handouts.
So you've got your views, and these views are not being passed forward, and I believe that those views would certainly rally people and thoughts on how to move forward. But we also need to look at what's going on in Mexico, specifically, most likely, Mexico City, where, you know, at least the Spanish media in Mexico, a lot of shows actually get produced in Miami, but at least probably they're viewed in Mexico City. Where is Mexico City media?
First of all, because the media in Mexico City, they still live under the culture, let's see what we can get from the government. I'm not saying that the government forbid or whatever, but big part of the income of media, newspapers, radio stations, whatever, is the government. In that sense, I don't think the media in Mexico is that free. They all are always trying to get a piece of that big pie that the government has to give to the people in the media in order to print whatever the government wants to print. On the other hand, they still don't realize the big potential, which already is a reality, of the internet.
People out there want to learn on how to do this, contact us. So let's say that there's a couple channels, if you will, of broadcasts such as ours that start up in Mexico City. How will that be received? Will, you know, especially if it becomes something popular, will the government try to shut it down? I mean,
No. I insist the government is not shut down anybody, but all the people in the media, they are trying to get a piece of that pie, the government pie. If you write and you publish whatever the government wants to, you're going to get, a monthly check or something like that.
We're here in the United States, and the relationship between the Latino community and, let's just call it the rest of the United States, is at odds. It's uncomfortable. We have qualified people that are underemployed here. I mean, there's plenty of Mexican engineers and doctors that just can't do what they're trained to do here for all sorts of reasons. But, you know, we have Indians and Chinese people that are allowed to do it. So, I mean, there's something is missing in the relationship. I believe that those type of issues get resolved through the media, because how else do you pass ideas through a society? So we're sitting here in the United States. The ideas that are getting passed are not the ones that we, you know, collectively think that should get passed. And so the media in the United States is perpetuating this. Maybe it sells newspapers. I don't know. You know, where's this all going to go? When's that voice going to show up from the Spanish side that begins to help the relationships?
One of the big problem in Mexico, in my opinion, is culture. We in Mexico, the state of Mexico had been building the culture first through the church, then through education. The education system of Mexico has been building, zombies, robots, whatever. And now that we have a little bit more openness, we are about to face this reality, which we never knew. We need that change of a culture, and it's where I think media could have a very important responsibility.
Get U.S. politics just for a little bit here. So we're getting, you know, smothered by debates from Democrats and Republicans. I've been listening to them, not everyone, but most, and I hear often they talk about immigration, which, I mean, what kind of discussion are you going to have in immigration? We have laws, you follow the laws, and we're done. But we're not talking about the real issues of this Latino migration, the people that exist, the illegals. You know, to me, all these illegal immigrants that are here and the cost, and that's the big problem, right? They cost money in the hospitals. They cost money at the schools. It's like 2 or 3 days in Iraq. That's the annual cost of all those people. Which is so obviously this country can afford it because we've been out of Iraq for 7 years or something like that. So that all that gets washed over. But the real Latino issues are not hitting presidential candidates. They're not hitting the newspapers. And yet they solve issues like Social Security, the big baby boom retirement, the brain drain that we're going to be hitting soon because we just don't produce enough engineers. None of this shows up, to my knowledge, and I'd like to hear what you think about that.
We don't have leaders, real leaders. We don't have Martin Luther King. We don't have somebody like that. And with that lack of a leader, our problems or whatever are going to be hiding on the desks of whoever and are not going to be solved ever.
The only thing that's a bit of a weakness to the argument, and it's going to come up in this presidential election, are that the Latino community is going to have a big say in who becomes president.
Maybe because they're blind. Ron Paul, who is not a real Republican, Ron Paul is a libertarian. He is getting ready to go after those 40 million Hispanics in the United States.
Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you, audience. Visit us at www.marsound.com. Write in comments, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.